I'm not fooling this time, right? I've had it, and I don't want any crap about this, you understand?
Yes, sir.
I want Schultz to understand this. I told Hodgson he understands, and I'm not going to take any nonsense.
Right.
Now, don't let Schultz wiggle off the hook this time.
I told him before,
and didn't he realize this is a horrible story?
Yes, he does. Yeah, on balance, Bob Hogan was just making the point that
we got a good play. I don't give a shit about that.
Right.
They screwed us on the story.
The story, the press release is pretty lousy, and the quote about statistical...
That's right. All right, he's to take a polygraph on it tomorrow.
Right.
A polygraph, is that clear? Tell Haldeman he's to take a polygraph on that tomorrow.
Right.
Did he put out that quote?
And he's to take a polygraph.
If he did it, he's out of the government. Clear enough?
Now,
what the hell does Schultz then? What does he want to do? Just be a nice guy again and get screwed again?
No, I don't think
so. Doesn't he realize what the Christ we're doing here or not?
Oh, he does.
I'm getting goddamn tired of this.
And he's upset about it, and he wants to fix it, and he's mad that they didn't clear it with him in advance because he would have prevented this from happening. And as I say, Bob makes...
I gave that lecture to these economists the other day. None of them paid any attention. They've all screwed it up since then. And I am not going to have it anymore. Is that clear?
Yes, sir.
Now, you get back to Schultz and tell him I'm pissed off.
Okay.
Goddamn mad. And tell Haldeman. Don't tell Haldeman to call me. I don't want Schultz to call me. You're handling this. Is that clear?
Yes, sir.
I'll be in the office at 6:30.
Yes,
you understand?
Yes, sir.
Now, get going.